Okay, so we're taking or continuing on, where were we? Chaf Beis on Beis? Yeah. Chaf Beis on Beis and Shabbos. Alright, so we finished what? We got through the question of Ner L'Ner. And it seems like the Gemara is concluding that at least it ends off in a kasha on the shita that holds the Chushe Mitzvah from the menorah, right? That the menorah they lit miner l'ner from, they had long wicks. So if Rav holds that it's usher to go miner l'ner because of the Chushe Mitzvah, then the Biakasha, how do they do that in the Mikdash? So it would seem what? It would seem like the conclusion is that the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel has to be kinsa. And Rav has to agree miner l'ner is good. Otherwise you get into a problem with menorah. It would seem that way, correct? Okay, so now the Gemara says, "My havi Allah," meaning to say, what happened with this question of ner l'ner, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, of whether you can light me ner l'ner? Okay. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna, b'Reid Rav Yeshua, chazina." If you want to know what the resolution of Ner L'Ner is, take a look over here. Ihad Laka Osa Mitzvah, then Madlikin Mi Ner L'Ner. Vi Hanocha Osa Mitzvah, Ein Madlikin Mi Ner L'Ner. So the Gemara says that it's totally on another machlokas. That what? So what's the Gemara saying? One more time. It says, if, let's see, Rashi steps in, right?
How far down is it?
The wide line. Ihad lakos a mitzvah. So here's how it works. If we paskin, if we know that hadlaka is osa mitzvah, meaning what? Iha mitzvah shel Chanukah teluya bihadlaka. Then madlikin. What does that mean? What's that madlikin mean? Good, miner l'ner. So you want to know if you can go miner l'ner. So it's very simple. All you need to do is figure out this other question of whether hadlaka is osa mitzvah or hanocha is osa mitzvah. If hadlaka is osa mitzvah, meaning the mitzvah of Chanukah is teluya behadlaka, then madlikin miner l'ner. Kid ashkan be menorah, then be just like menorah. So by menorah, Rashi's learning the mitzvah is hadlaka. It seems that way he's learning, right? So if Chanukah is also hadlaka, then you don't have a problem with madlikin miner l'ner, because there's no bizei mitzvah going to Rav. Right, because there's no bizei mitzvah. Rav is only bothered by kinsa, because that was the bizei mitzvah. But if it's ner l'ner, if hadlaka is the mitzvah, there's no bizei mitzvah. And ihad nocha osa mitzvah v'ikar mitzvah satoli b'hanocha, then ain madlika mi ner l'ner. But if the main mitzvah is tol, if the ikar of the mitzvah is dependent on placement, not on lighting, then you can't light me ner l'ner. Why? Because the hadlaka is not so much of the mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah kulihai.
Meaning there is a part of the mitzvah that
it is means mamet. You're not doing nothing, but it's not the ikar mitzvah tluya ba, and then it would be no different than kinsa. And then Rav would say it's aser. Okay? So this whole thing is a major problem. Okay? Let's take a look at Tosis. My Havialo. Tema. My Kami Boile. In other words, what's the plain shot of here? The Gemara wants to know. Sorry, David, a little confusing today, but we'll work out of it in a few minutes. What is the Gemara, if I were to ask you, what is the Gemara's, what's the position of the Gemara on Madlika Minyan Ner, Rav and Shmuel? What's the position of the Gemara? Who do we hold like, apparently? Shmuel. Apparently, who is the Gemara acting like or holding like? Who's this question of Madlika Minyan Ner? Who's this question of Hadlakos and Mitzvah Hanachos and Mitzvah going to affect? Rav or Shmuel?
Shmuel.
No, it's going to affect Rav.
Why?
Because Shmuel says you can light even Nayide Kinso. So who cares if Hadlaka Zosa Mitzvah or Hanacha Zosa Mitzvah? No, right. This question of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah is only going to impact the Sugya according to Rav, it would seem, who holds Ein Madlikin Ayide Minel Ne'ar Ayide Kinso. Meaning to say, Rav holds you have to use mitzvah atzma. Rav holds has to be madlikin miner. You can only be madlik mitzvah mi mitzvah. Can't use an intermediary for a mitzvah. So then it's going to be a question. If we hold the ner, the hadlaka is the mitzvah, then miner l'ner is good because it's directly from a mitzvah to a mitzvah. But if you hold Hanukkah as the mitzvah, then it comes out you're lighting, you're not yotzei the mitzvah, you got to pick it up and put it down. So it's like kinsa. But apparently, the Gemara is asking a question on the side of Rav, which is strange because Abaye's whole thing over here was that we passing like Shmuel. These are the three cases we passing like Shmuel. Right? Everybody drags a bench on Shabbos, so we're passing like Shmuel over there, we know that. And all right, the other two you probably don't haven't done recently, but it seems according to the Gemara, it seems like we paskin like Shmuel over here. So even if it's hanachos a mitzvah, what's the difference? Correct. All right, two a mitzvah. So that's what Tosis is bothered by. Right, Tema, my kami boile, my kamar nami chazinon. What does it mean, my haviala? We're paskin already. What do you mean? We're paskin like Shmuel. What does it mean? We'll see. Halacha or mashmud locha kashmuel, da rabba ave kavase, vimkin kimsa nami shari, da korchach bekinsa pligi, it would be a mitzvah. Da manda mefarish time, rabba shimachushi mitzvah, itusav. So he says, look, we're paskin like Shmuel here. And we know that Shmuel is being matir kinsa. Because Rav is definitely matir miner l'ner, because the side that says that Rav holds miner l'ner is aser, that was a chushi mitzvah. He was knocked off from the menorah, so we know Rav was matir miner l'ner directly, and therefore Shmuel had to have been matir something more. He had to have been matir kinsa. So what's the whole question? And we pass him like Shmuel. And Madlikin Hadlakos and Mitzvah Anachos is not going to elucidate anything more for us. It's superfluous. We already know you can use a kinsa, so what's the difference? So it's an ironclad question. Tzarech lomar de'eino tofes divrei rabba ikar. Okay. Why does he say rabba? It was a baye, no? Rabba also had something? All right. I mean, our statement is a baye. I guess Rabba comes in. Gzeir Hashem Elo Yiskavin. I mean, he was saving the sheet over there of Shmuel. He was defending Shmuel. Okay, so that's one answer. One answer is we don't hold like that side. It's very nice that a baye and Rabba and Rabba both said here's the exception to the rule that we pass like Rav. But who says we listen to them? Just because someone says something doesn't mean we listen to them. So therefore, mi boyle yanachos a mitzvah vasal rav minir l'ner mishum bize mitzvah kmo bekinsa o hadlakos a mitzvah shari kmo benora luchashina lachushi mitzvah. So then it's relevant if we pass him like Rav. Then the question is very relevant, because Rav says minir l'ner is mutter The problem of Rav is Bizur mitzvah, so then it depends. If it's a mitzvah, then it's not a Bizur mitzvah. If Hadlaka is a mitzvah, it's not a Bizur. If Hanacha is a mitzvah, it is a Bizur. Right? We're not worried about Hakosha. Umasik, the Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Vishari. So it comes out in the end, the Gemara concludes Hadlaka is the mitzvah. And we, even so, therefore, even going to Rav, you can be madlik minelinya. Okay. Inami. Now, he has an ingenious answer. Okay, that's just a simple answer. To say, we're passing like Shmuel over here. We're passing like Rav. Here is an ingenious answer. Okay? Whew! Inami says, Matsosi b'shem rivam. Dimi boile aliba de Shmuel. De hilchus akavose. Sounds like he's attempting the impossible. We're really passing like Shmuel. Right? And therefore, we paskin, it's mutter to be madlik miner l'ner. Even kinsa. So what's the difference if hadlaka is also mitzvah or hanacha is also mitzvah? No. It's a question in Shmuel. How? E shari bekinsa. The question is, are you allowed to use the stick? Elav. Umi boile. E kaimalon kemosha omar lamaila delamanda omar mishum bizei mitzvah shari lahadik minel neer l'rav. Do we hold, like the one who said before, that the reason is bizei mitzvah, right? And it's mutter to go minel neer according to Rav. Vim kain bekinsa pligi vishari shmuel bekinsa. Okay, and so that would be simple. We hold like Shmuel Bishari Bikinsa. O Dilma lo kaimalon hachi. Umi ner l'ner nami ika bizoi mitzvah. Ve'osor rav. Dehanocha osa mitzvah. Ve'lo dami l'menorah. Or, when Rav was saying it's osor l'hadlik mi ner l'ner, maybe Rav was learning Hanocha is osa mitzvah. Maybe that's what Rav held. Maybe Rav held Hanocha is osa mitzvah. And maybe that's why Rav was learning you can't go miner l'ner. Okay? Because he held Hanocha is osa mitzvah. And Shmuel says you can go miner l'ner even though Hanocha is osa mitzvah. Okay? And you're all thinking, so then at the end of the day it's going to be the same, right? But no. But kinsa, Shmuel would say, is osa. Why? Because kinsa is even less than hanocha osa mitzvah. In other words, like this. It's going back to what was the case. What was Rav? When Rav said you cannot... Rav says, "Ein madlikin miner l'ner," right? So now the Gemara wants to know, well, what did Rav think about hadlaka or hanacha? Now, whatever Rav said, we know Shmuel is matir. And we really want to know about Shmuel. Okay? So let's follow it through. If Rav learned hadlaka is osa mitzvah, right? So then we know he had to be matir miner l'ner. Because there's no bizei mitzvah if you go mi mitzvah le mitzvah. So then Rav must have said, Miner l'ner is mutter, and when he was saying, Miner l'ner is aser, that must have been kinsa.
Rav said, Miner l'ner is aser, no?
Right. When Rav says, Miner l'ner is aser, it must have been kinsa, because Miner l'ner would have been mutter, because he holds, it's only a bizei mitzvah, it's only an inyan of bizei mitzvah, and if hadlaka is osa mitzvah, there's no bizei mitzvah to light Miner l'ner. So when Rav said it's aser, he must have only been talking about kinsa. And then Shmuel must have been matir kinsa. So if we know hadlaka is osa mitzvah, then we know Rav had to have permitted direct ner l'ner. When he said ein madlikin, he must have been talking about kinsa, and therefore Shmuel said kinsa is okay. That's simple. That's the way we know. But here's his chiddush. But if we held hadnacha is osa mitzvah, so then we can really say that Rav said you can't light miner l'ner directly. Because that would be a bizei mitzvah, right? And Shmuel maybe was only matir minir l'nir directly, but not kinsa. The chiddush now is that Shmuel's matir of bizui mitzvah has scale, has grades, has gradations. That even if you're going to learn, how nocha is osa mitzvah, this helps us a little bit. Not just doing this to sharpen you guys up. If you're going to learn how nocha is osa mitzvah according to this Rivam, right? It doesn't mean the hadlaka is nothing.
You might still hold that kinsa
mitzvah. You could still hold, like Shmuel,
call that a bizui.
That it's not a bizui, that it's a bizui to use a kinsa, because that's completely foreign to the mitzvah. But the hadlaka minir l'nir is mutter because it's at least part of the mitzvah. It's true, it's not the kiyama mitzvah, and that's what Rav demands. Rav would only be matir minir l'nir when the hadlaka is the kiyama mitzvah. So since hanocha is also mitzvah, Rav says you can't do minir l'nir. But Shmuel says, no, as long as it's still a chelik of the mitzvah, then it's okay. But kinsa is out of the picture already.
Wouldn't this actually be mashma in the law?
Right. No, exactly. Now Rashi is definitely learning that the hadlaka is part of the mitzvah, even if you say hanocha is a mitzvah.
Right.
So, did you say that earlier?
So once again, the Rivam is saying we paskin like Shmuel, and what we really want to know is whether kinsa is mutter or not. So that depends on how Rav and Shmuel viewed hadlaka versus hanocha. If they said hadlaka is osa mitzvah, and the machlokas is only tali on bizui mitzvah, so then Rav would definitely have to permit hadlaka minir l'nir. Because it's a kiyam mitzvah to be madlik minir l'nir. There's no bizui at all. So when Rav said it's osur minir l'nir, he must have been talking about kinsa. And therefore Shmuel is matir even kinsa. But if Rav was learning hanocha is osa mitzvah, so then it's possible to say that he would say minir l'nir is osur. As a matter of fact, it's definite he would say minir l'nir is osur, because there's no kiyam mitzvah to be madlik. The kiyam mitzvah is not in the hadlaka, so it's in the hanocha. So then it's a bizui mitzvah to be madlik. And then Shmuel, all we can say about Shmuel is he says, that's not a bizei mitzvah because that hadlaka is still part of the ultimate mitzvah that the hanocha is going to fulfill. But a kinsa is completely foreign. This is reminiscent of Gil's question. Right, Gil?
Which was?
About the difference between the money for the miser, Shani, versus the nair, no? Versus kinsa, correct. Because you said at least the money for the ma'aser sheni will ultimately be part of the ma'aser.
Exactly, that's just potential mitzvah.
So that's similar to here. Because even if you say hanocha is also mitzvah, the hadlaka will be the thing that ultimately is the cheftesho mitzvah. So only that Shmuel is matir. But kinsa, he would not be matir. That's how Tosfos is learning. That's how Tosfos resolved the problem. We paskin like Shmuel, but we care about hadlaka versus hanocha because that impacts the case that Rav and Shmuel were arguing about, which impacts Shmuel's position. But why? Right. So to put it into terms that we were using before, according to the old way we're learning, it's simply that Rav holds is a bizei mitzvah. It's the same really for Rav, right? It's a bizui mitzvah if there's no if the asiya of the maisa of the cheftesho mitzvah is not a maisa of kiyam mitzvah. So therefore you can be matlik minir l'nir if the hadlaka is a mitzvah. And Shmuel would say that as long as it retains its objective of mitzvah, then it's not a bizui mitzvah. So since I'm going to even Ayde Kinsa, right? Then even Ayde Kinsa would be mutter. Because Kinsa still has the objective of mitzvah, right? David, that's the original way. That's the original way. But the second way, now if you're going to learn that Rav Hol, that we're learning Hanocha is also mitzvah, so then we're saying Shmuel also agrees that objective is not enough. Just to say that there's an objective of mitzvah is not enough, because Kinsa would be usher. It actually has to have a chelik of the mitzvah. It doesn't have to have the kiyum mitzvah. Rav would hold it has to have the kiyum mitzvah. Shmuel just holds it has to be involved in the I don't know. We have to see how we can define it when we think about Hanukkah a little bit more. But it has to have participate in the mitzvah itself. So at least Hanukkah is still participating in the mitzvah because you're madlik the cheftza that is going to be the entity of piercing. So then it would be a smaller machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. They would both agree that objective is not enough. Just to say I'm lighting it for the nair, that's not enough to remove the bizoy. But if it's hanacha. But Rav holds it has to be dafka a kiyam mitzvah the ma'isa, and Shmuel says it doesn't have to be the kiyam itself, but it has to be a chelik of the mitzvah. Okay, so this leads us into the question of what is the machlokas of hadlaka versus hanacha. I just like to do things, you know, thoroughly, all the way through. Good? Okay. So, I mean, plus, if I just start with this question, I wouldn't have as long a shiur to give, so... there is the entertainment factor, keeping you guys busy. So what do you say? I mean, it's like a theoretical question. It's like a purely halachic theoretical question. How do you understand the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Hadlaka or Hanukkah? I mean, what is it really about? It's one of those questions. It's just like, okay, it's a basic question, but how do you really get into it a little deeper? Just seems like, okay, because they had luck, you say Hanukkah. So the Rav's the piece from Harei Kedem, he doesn't go into this at all. He just says, what is it modeled after? Right, modeled after menorah, modeled after Maisa Pearson. He goes more into like, why would they choose one form over another? But let's see if we can understand the difference in the tsuros. I mean, what's interesting to me is the Gemara is clearly saying that there was a freedom to formulate here. There is a freedom to formulate. And there are two distinct halachic formulations. What does it mean? What are those two formulations? And why does this mitzvah present this question? Okay.
When you say the formulations, we're talking about halakha and hanacha?
Yes. And what does it mean? I mean, it's very strange. Avi was saying, I mean, we all agree that, I mean, halakha has to do with making the fire. Right, and hanacha has to do with being in the place. We all agree there has to be a fire in a place.
Yeah.
It's not like one side holds you don't need the fire, and one guy holds you don't need a place. I mean, it has to be at least in the makom of pirzim. There is certainly some place that's related to this mitzvah. I know the Gemara says the guy's holding in his hand, it would be good according to hanacha, but it still has to be in a makom of pirzim. He can't hold it in his house. I mean. So what is the question, and what does it mean? The terminology also is funny, right? Is it osa? What is osa mitzvah? What does it mean? What's osa mitzvah?
Is the mitzvah?
Yeah, it's a funny terminology, and that's where Rashi's trying to work it out. What does it mean, osa mitzvah? He says, he gets into like a brisker thing now. Iker mitzvah talei, right? What does that mean? The iker mitzvah is talei ba'anacha. And lav mitzvah kulihai. Yeah. So I mean, in this question, I think we should like branch out. We should, you know, try to go take a couple steps back, like our general method here, but maybe a few more steps back. Yeah. So we all know what the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is. It's to have a ner shel pirsim. We all know that. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, but what about the Zeher?
That's Talmid Debir Rav know that. So that's not our problem. We know that. But what's interesting is the formulations of here. So let's just take a survey of mitzvos and how they're formulated. That to me seems like the best idea. We don't even know what this means, hadlaka or hanacha is a mitzvah. And I want to know why is there this question over here. So let's just think freely about mitzvos, whatever comes to our minds, and we'll just preferably, if we can think of mitzvos that involve a hanacha, or something that we can compare to hadlaka. What mitzvah comes to mind when I say hanacha? Tefillin. Say it every morning. Laniach tefillin. Laniach tefillin. Good. And if you'll tell me the bracha is not a raya, that's the whole thing, and that's what ended the discussion. That's what ended the discussion. Yeah.
What would the other option be for tefillin?
Right. Oh, and the question also was bothering me, like, is this like a tasa v'lo menaase type of thing? Is that what's coming into this whole picture? Like, if you hold hadlaka zosa mitzvah, then what? And you light it in the wrong place, and then you put it somewhere, it's going to be a tasa v'lo menaase? Is that, the Gemara doesn't say that. It never gives that reason.
Sort of, but that's what I was saying with the Ashashis case.
Okay, so let's just think this over. So hanacha, so tefillin we would consider like hanacha. So what does that mean? So let's analyze tefillin. Why is tefillin hanacha?
Well, without the placement on your arm, you don't have the asiyas mitzvah.
So hanacha, at least from tefillin, starts out with a cheftza, right? You're starting out with a cheftza. Mm-hmm. And the mitzvah is to position that cheftza on your guf. That's the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of asiyas tefillin, correct. Mitzvah is not to write tefillin on your arm. Kshartam lo sayedecha. So that means, so at least I think we're getting somewhere. Now it's hanacha is a mitzvah, the prototype of hanacha is a mitzvah where there is a cheftza, and the mitzvah is to fix the cheftza to a place. So then mezuzah comes to mind. Mezuzah comes to mind. Similarly, the mitzvah is likvoa mezuzah. That's the mitzvah, to take the cheftza and fix it on your bias. That's the mitzvah. Yeah, Gil?
Any equivalent to hadlaka.
So what would be a hadlaka parallel?
I was thinking of putting a schach on a sukkah. I didn't think of any.
So a sukkah would be, that's a good question. I mean, there's no, what's hard with the hadlaka side is you need something where there's a kiyam, a mitzvah, and what'd you say?
In
asiya. Correct. A kiyam, a mitzvah in asiya. So would you say netilas lulav? That doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right. Because there's no asiya. There's a maisa. There's a maisa. But the kiyum is not to have the minim together. I mean, technically, actually, you can pick them up one after the other. I mean, if you hold eged as a mitzvah, maybe. But still, that's still a hechsher of the mitzvah.
Yeah.
That just means that the cheftza that you do netila on is tied up.
Whoever.
It would seem so. Okay. So what about tzitzis? I'll throw tzitzis out at you.
Yeah, that
we'll finish it off. Mitzvah, tzitzis, and mezuzah. Yeah, so interesting, listen to this. The Ram says, Lihios tefillin ala rosh, lekoshron ala yad. So it's placement. I mean, the head one is funny, because Lihios. But lekoshron ala yad, likvoa mezuzah bepischei hasheorim. So those are all placements. And by tzitzis, la'asos tzitzis al kanfei hakisus. To make them. To make the tzitzis on the corners. It's a well-known machlokas if there's a chiyuv on the tzitzis in your closet. But regardless, it's formulated as las. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says, he asks, why don't we make the bracha when you make the tzitzis? He says, "Ein mevorach al tzitzis b'shas asiyasa b'nei sofa mitzvah hu sheyis atev ba." So that's the machlokas. If you hold the chiyuv is when you're wearing it, so then you're not really, you don't have the full kiyum of the mitzvah until you put it on. But in theory, is an idea of the asiyah. So what would we say over this? Then we would say that tzitzis is a mitzvah of asiyah, la'asos. Tzitzis is a mitzvah of asiyah. Yeah. Asiya. So then you would say hadlaka. So hadlaka osa mitzvah would be more similar to that. Right? As you're saying, Matt? So it would mean to say that... So for instance, let's take the Tasa Velomenosa. Let's say if a guy, what's the classic Tasa Velomenosa of Etzitzis? That the guy, he has a fake corner. Right? He has a handkerchief. He puts tzitzis on the handkerchief, and then he sews that onto his corner of his beged.
Oh.
He does a corner transplant. Right? He clips the corner off of the handkerchief. And he clips the corner off of his beged, and he sews the handkerchief with the tzitzis onto his beged. So why is that no good? So why is it no good, really? It's no good because they're not tzitzis when he made them. Tzitzis are only, by definition, the fringes of a beged. Right? And they have to be made on this beged to be the tzitzis of this beged. So you can't make them before, it's impossible. It's by definition not an asiyah tzitzis of this beged. Right? So it's lacking in asiyah is the point you're trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is that it's lacking in asiyah. The mitzvah is to create tzitzis of the beged. So tzitzis are defined by a certain nodding and twisting and a series of halachos. So it's not possible to make the fringes of a beged, if you turn it into English, it's obvious, right? You can't make the fringes of this beged on another beged. That's not the fringes of this beged. You weren't making the fringes of this beged. You were doing something else. Now you take them and you stick them on. You'll have them, but you didn't make them. And there's a mitzvah of asiyas tzitzis al kanfos a beged. Okay?
Yeah.
So you see that even a mitzvah of asiyah could have demands of place and things like that, because it qualifies the maisa, the asiyah itself. Right? Anyway, so it seems that really is what the question comes down to over here. The Gemara wants to know like this. Our case is unusual because mezuzah and tefillin are clearly in a case where you have a pre-existing chefza. And the mitzvah is simply to be koveya them in a mokom, either to qualify your guf, to qualify yourself as lovush with tefillin, or your bias as qualified by mezuzah. That's clearly a question. It's clearly the mitzvah is accomplished in the hanocha, because there's a cheftza that you must do something with, and a mitzvah like tzitzis, or even simpler, ksiva sefer Torah, definitely is a mitzvah of asiyah. To make something, to create something, right? To create something. By near Hanukkah, it could be either way. It's interesting, because why? Because the piersim comes about through having an entity of ner in a makom of piersim. And the Gemara's question is, how is it formulated? Is it formulated in the framework of us? Let me just get this part very clear. In other words, the question is there really a mitzvah of maisa, like lahaniach or lekvoa, or is the mitzvah completely formulated in terms of asiyah? That's really is the question. How is the mitzvah formulated? Is it formulated like a mitzvah of a maisa, meaning to take something and do something with it? Right, like a cheftza of tefillin, or in this case, it would have to be a cheftza that is roi for piersim. But it's interesting. It sort of implies a pre-existing entity. That's where Rashi says the hadlaka is something. Because the hadlaka is definitely going to be necessary to create the entity of piersum. You have to do a maisa to create, but it's really sort of in the negative, to remove it from being a ner shel tashmish and all those other things. Right, those are all the questions in the Gemara later on. If hanachas also mitzvah, why can't you just take the thing out of your candelabra and stick it in the window? No, the hadlaka is necessary because the hanacha is a maisa, but it needs a special kind of a chefza. Any mitzvah of maisa always needs a special kind of a chefza. The hadlaka is not mitzvah kuli hai because it's not really creating a. It's not the mitzvah. It's not. There's no kiyum in them. It's not a mitzvah of asiyas ner, but the asiya is going to be necessary to prepare the proper heftza for the maisa of hanacha. But then it would be. But what I'm trying to get to is more is just that technical question. So did the chachamim choose to formulate the ner, the mitzvah of Hanukkah as a mitzvah of hanacha of maisa? Then it would demand that you pick up the nair and put it down. That's what it would demand. That's why I know there's a girsa later on that implies the other way, but I don't know. My father said that's wrong. They reject that girsa. That's rejected. It wouldn't be enough to take the oil and the wick and do put it down. That would not be a hanocha.
And then light it.
You would dafka have to light it and then take it and put it down.
So what were you mania?
That's right. Because if you're going to say hanacha is osa mitzvah, that's what it means. It means to say that the mitzvah is done. That's what makes it the mitzvah is what?
The culmination of everything is now placing it in a...
That's mark. Right. The mitzvah is really a mitzvah on the gavra of of maisa. That's really the mitzvah. To do a maisa of piersum. Maisa demands you have a chefza and you put it down. But the other way is to say, no, the mitzvah itself over here is asiya. Trying to differentiate between maisa and asiya. Asiya means to make something, to build something, to put something together. That was the question. The mitzvah in its function, while it's functioning, the function of the mitzvah is to have a ner dolok, that is mefarsim the nes, but it allows two different formulations. It allows the formulation of maisa of the gavra, like netilas lulav, hanochas tefillin, those kinds of things, likvoa mezuzah. It allows the formulation of maisa, or it allows for the formulation of asiya itself. And the question is, which is osa mitzvah? Which either one could have done it. Either formulation could have been chosen. Which one did they choose to make the mitzvah? The mitzvah. But even if you can say lahaniach, he's learning. The hadlaka is still a part of it because you have to, hanocha demands a chefza, and you have to create something. Like writing the tefillin, like writing a mezuzah. Is it a mitzvah to write a mezuzah? No. Not a kind of mitzvah, but you need to do it because otherwise you don't have a mezuzah to be koveh. Right? Otherwise you're not doing it. Right? To say that it's os, to say the mitzvah is asiya doesn't mean that the makom is not relevant. Just like asiyas tzitzis, the makom is relevant because that is the thing you have to make. You have to make an entity of piersum. But you don't have to do a maisa of hanocha. So if a guy was in a place of piersum and holding the nair, he should be yotze. Aside for the fact that he's lacking in asiya, because they say it's not, the roe will say it's not a nair hanocha, it's not a nair shel piersum. But it doesn't demand a maisa of hanocha. It doesn't demand that maisa. So the raya is from the bracha because even though hadlaka would be part of the mitzvah, like the Rambam says, the Gemara says, you never make a bracha when there's a component of the mitzvah that follows. So even though hadlaka is part of the mitzvah, just like asiyas tzitzis is, just like by asiyas tzitzis, where that really is the main part of the mitzvah, The Ram says you don't make a bracha because there's another thing that follows, meaning the putting it on. So therefore, if it was hanochos a mitzvah, even though you could say the hadlaka is a part of it, the bracha wouldn't go on an earlier stage. The bracha always has to go on the culmination of the mitzvah. As it would be a shir kishon b'sosivanu lahaniach ner shulchanako. It would be a much more cumbersome mitzvah, no? To dafka have to pick up the ner and put it back down. Maisa.
Right.
It's more natural to say mais, to say hanachos mitzvah. In terms of mitzvahs in general, it's more natural. That's the way mitzvahs are normally formulated. As a maisa of the gavra. Everything else with his asiyah is usually is just a precondition. Like writing tefillin, writing mezuzahs, making a sukkah, tying up the lulav. It's all for the maisa that follows. Maisa yeshiva, maisa netila, maisa hanocha. The only thing you have, we have a mitzvah of just stam asiyahs, like Sefer Torah, where you don't do anything with it. It's just stam to have it. But here it's performing, it's doing something, it's active. So, lemaskon it's lahadlik. So the Rav tries to link it up with what? With mikdash. Menorah. With mikdash. Yeah. So he wants to say, if it's zechel and mikdash,
there's no hanukkah, I was about to say this.
Then, according to Rashi, he wants to say, it would be hadlaka. So he wants to say, that's the machlokas. But if it's not zechel and mikdash, then it's hanukkah, because it's a maisa piersum. So he's saying, if in terms of piersum, that's the way he wants, that's the way he's quoted in the Harei Kedem. That at least according to Rashi, if it's zecher lemikdash, that's what pushes it to adlaka, out of the norm.
Because that's what it was in the mikdash.
Because the mikdash itself is a mitzvah of adlaka, so they wanted dafka to make it zecher lemikdash, so they had to choose adlaka. But if it was an ordinary maisa of piersum, then it should be a maisa. Take a chefza and put it in the place, right?
Yeah,
that's good. I mean, he's showing you. So we're just the heksher for his Torah over there, right? Just showing you that you can go for it can either be maisa or asiya. Truth of the matter is maisa is more normal as a mitzvah. So you're saying why would it be asiya? Dafka to be a zechel mikdash. But then he throws a monkey wrench into the things. Did you see the monkey wrench? He says the Rambam holds there's no mitzvah hadlaka on the ner and the menorah. There's no mitzvah hadlaka in the mikdash. So that's based on the Rav Chaim. So let's do that Rav Chaim tomorrow. It's the last one in B'as HaMikdash. Parak Tess.
Then what is the purpose?
Then he wants to say that hanacha osa mitzvah will be zecha to the mikdash, according to the Rambam.
So why would you pick
Namaste.
Why'd we pick hanacha?
That's a very hard answer for that one.